Alma Mahler Werfel, born in 1879, was the daughter of Emil Schindler, a noted painter. According to her memoirs, she began composing at the age of 9. The Schindler home regularly hosted the leading cultural figures in Vienna, and Alma was adored by many artists early in her life. She fell deeply in love with Klimt, but her mother prevented their marriage. Around 1900, Alma began composition lessons with Alexander Zemlinsky, a young composer-conductor who also taught Schoenberg. Zemlinsky introduced her to Gustav Mahler, and Alma was smitten by this temperamental celebrity who was head of the Vienna Opera and 19 years her senior. Mahler asserted his dominance early on. As she later wrote, "He considered the marriage of Robert and Clara Schumann ridiculous. He sent me a long letter with the demand that I instantly give up my music and live for his alone." And so for many years she became copyist for Gustav's music, but wrote none of her own. However, shortly after a marital crisis in 1910, which prompted Mahler to consult with Freud, Gustav begged her to resume composing and insisted on helping her to get her works published. Mahler died in 1911, and Alma began a relationship with the artist Oskar Kokoschka. Well, actually, there's more to her story, and I'm going to hand the rest of it over to someone who can tell it much better than I, the irreverent Tom Lehrer.
Last December 13th, there appeared in the newspapers the juiciest, spiciest, raciest obituary it has ever been my pleasure to read. It was that of a lady named Alma Mahler Gropius Werfel, who had, in her lifetime, managed to acquire as lovers practically all of the top creative men in Central Europe. And among these lovers, who were listed in the obituary, by the way, which is what made it so interesting, there were three whom she went so far as to marry. One of the leading composers of the day, Gustav Mahler, composer of Das Lied von der Erde and other light classics. One of the leading architects, Walter Gropius, of the Bauhaus School of Design, and one of the leading writers, Franz Werfel, author of The Song of Bernadette and other masterpieces. It's people like that who make you realize how little you've accomplished. It is a sobering thought, for example, that when Mozart was my age, he had been dead for 2 years. It seemed to me, on reading this obituary, that the story of Alma was the stuff of which ballads should be made. So here is one. The loveliest girl in Vienna was Alma, the smartest as well. Once you picked her up on your antenna, you'd never be free of her spell. Her lovers were many and varied. From the day she began her begin, there were three famous ones whom she married, and God knows how many between.